And your children's has got Jodie Picoult, who I love as an adult writer.
Yes, yes, she's another person, author that keeps you turning the pages. She's very well known as a writer for adults, particularly women, I would argue. And her theme, the approach that she takes generally is to take quite a contentious issue, an ethical issue, and present it by looking at all the sides of the argument, so that something that might be black and white in your first impression on a subject, when you've read her books, you tend to see all the grey that there is, and really challenge your own perspective on difficult subjects. So she's very effective and very compelling to read as an adult author. And this book is her foray into children's writing. A lot of successful adult writers are doing this now. They're seeing that the children's market is very popular, very successful, and they've got something they can contribute to it. So she's done that, but she's done it with her daughter.
Oh, Samantha Van Leer is her daughter.
She is.
Ah.
And she came up with the idea, apparently. Her daughter's in her early 20s, I think, and she's still studying at college. And she came up with the idea for the book and asked her mum to write it with her. And they've documented the process of how they work together in various articles and on websites and things. And if you can look those up, it is quite intriguing. But the book itself, I think, is lovely. It's a coming-of-age book that celebrates a love of books and a love of reading and produces a modern-day fairy tale, really. It's about a teenage girl who loves reading, and she's turned back to a favourite fairy tale that she read when she was younger, and she's reading it now to escape the trials of school and growing up. But when she reads the story now, she finds the characters are coming to life not just in her imagination. The main character, the hero, wants out of the story. And he talks to her. He begs her to find a way for him to escape. So he's talking to the reader, to this young girl. And she continues to talk back to him and to explore how he can step out of the pages. And, of course, as she gets to know him, she finds that she's becoming romantically attached to him. So the book traces their various attempts to be together, and it combines the fantasy with the reality of Delilah, the main character, her life at school, and the fact that she's actually going to counselling as her mother's worrying about her strange behaviour. So finally, Delilah has the brainwave of trying to track down the author of the original fairy tale to see if she can help in getting this hero into her real life. And of course, you'll have to read the book to find out what happens. But it's a very sweet book, and it's full of action and romance, and you know, it's exploring all the blurring of the lines of fact and fiction and character and reader. So, and it is quite funny as well.
It sounds fantastic. But as always, your suggestions are brilliant as well. And you've got your own website, haven't you, if people want to have a look?
I have, yes. CatherineLana.com. So lots of recommendations on there.
Yeah, okay.